So, Megan, you probably, with all of your Christmas shopping, been seeing those bell ringers for the Salvation Army?
Oh, yeah. Outside of, I want to say they're outside of Walgreens.
Yeah.
Yep.
They seem to be just about everywhere. And it's great to, you know, to donate a few, you know, some spare change that you might have.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, there's something really unique, like somebody will drop a gold coin in there or something like that.
Yeah.
Love pretty cool stuff.
Yep.
Well, this is another great story. A woman in Boston had a unique problem recently. She wanted to donate a $5,000 brooch to the Salvation Army, but found that the expensive piece of jewelry wouldn't fit through the opening of the red kettle. So here's what she did. She met with a Salvation Army official and handed it over along with a receipt showing how much it was worth. Now get this. It's just like a pin. That's all it is.
Right.
But this pin is made of gold and has 32 diamonds on it.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
No wonder it didn't fit.
Right.
but the woman who prefers to stay anonymous hopes that this piece of jewelry is worth more now that it's purchase price 19 years ago. So she figured this pricing out 19 years ago.
Yeah.
So it's probably to be way more than that.
I have to tell you, I love the fact that this woman did not, you know, take it to a jeweler and sell it or take it to a pawn shop and then donate the money. She's like, nope. I'm just taking this off of my blouse right now and putting it
in
this.
I think she wanted to be anonymous, but then she's this is not working. But it all ended up being a great story.
Need to make the slots bigger on those buckets.
Yeah. And that is definitely why it's the happy headline of the day.